This is the Crypto Shakes. Are you new to crypto? Then you're in the right place. This is the leading podcast in Dubai and the UAE, where you, regardless of your skill level, will learn everything from cryptocurrencies to blockchain technologies. This is the place where you'll be going from a crypto beginner to a crypto shake or shaker.
Hi, I'm your host, Anas Burton.
And I'm Danosh, your co-host.
And this is the Crypto Shake podcast.
Straight out of Dubai.
The leading and number one podcast on all things blockchain, crypto, and digital assets here in the Middle East. We're excited to be talking to you guys about how crypto can change your life and how it might be able to bring you financial freedom one day.
It will. It will.
So today we kind of wanted to introduce this podcast, why we're starting it, who we are, and, you know, I'm going to start with you, you know. So, Danosh, I mean, who are you?
I am the big Dan.
Sorry about the dad jokes, guys.
So, who am I? I'm a Swedish-Iranian gentleman. Should I say Persian? It sounds more exotic.
I mean, yeah. Go with what makes you.
I'm a Swedish-Persian cat that, you know, got into crypto quite a while back. I'm running a company now called Aramic Group. We focused on trading chemicals, commodities, and now we're getting into the third C, which is crypto. So that's basically the whole purpose of this podcast, is for me to learn more about crypto. I'm still considering myself a novice, even though I got into crypto like in 2017 and started to read about it in 2013-14. I got into it actually because I graduated during the financial crisis in 2009. Graduated from London, Cass Business School, and I was like amazed by how they were solving the financial situation by just pumping money, like bam, bam, bam. And I was like, this is crazy. You know, this is absolutely mental.
And nothing has changed now. In fact, it's probably worse in 2020 than it was in 2008.
Exactly. And I honestly thought that the markets would crash, we would see hyperinflation, but it didn't happen. For various reasons, which we can go
into. We can get into that.
Later stage. But I knew that gold would be a good hedge against inflation. And now we're starting to see that happening. I actually bought gold back in 2012. Physical bullions, you know, the gold bars.
Making Peter Schiff proud.
Yeah, I was listening to Peter. Basically, Peter Schiff was my god back then. I'm not sure about that right now. I was listening to him a lot. I bought it. I kept it in the vault in Singapore. Then a few years later, I wasn't that happy with the choice because the investment hadn't appreciated like I expected. Because for me, at the end of the day, it was about
Making some moolah.
Yeah, exactly. So in 2014, when Bitcoin was at 300, I was going to go all in.
Boom. Man, what a tasty price that would have been.
Yeah. I was going to go all in.
There are a few things better than sex. And I think a $300 price Bitcoin is one of them.
100%. Well, I missed that, obviously. I missed that fun part. And in 2017, finally, when the price had, you know, because even when the price was at 300, people were like, oh, it's gone up so much, it's not going to continue. I was like, no way, it's going to continue, like, much higher. So when it reached 3,000, I was like, okay, that's it. You know, I'm going all in.
Wow.
Boom.
Wow.
Put my money into it, made some sales, made some trades. Not to my benefit. And I realized that you can never time the markets perfectly. So you just need to get in at some point and just stay if you're in it for the long run, or get out when you made enough.
Yeah, we'll talk about that, the dollar cost averaging kind of strategy.
Exactly. That wasn't my strategy back then, but that's kind of changed a little bit now. So tell me about you, Anas. What got you into crypto? What's your background?
So I'm a lawyer by background. I trained in London around... Back in 2016, I started practicing, and I sort of, you know, the law I was doing at the time was very much in the mergers and acquisition space, but also investment and project financing, etc. And my family sort of also has a background in real estate investing, so I'd kind of gotten into the investing world through real estate. But I'd kind of gotten a little bit bored of this sort of bricks and mortars sort of arena. And I was, you know, I was seeing a lot of my friends getting into the tech world, and I was started, you know, getting a little bit more curious about that exposure there. And so it was around that time in 2018 that I started you know, it wasn't actually Bitcoin that kind of got me in, but it was Ethereum. It was because my legal background, you know, Ethereum.
And smart contracts.
And smart contracts. There was this chat about how smart contracts, you know, one day was going to replace lawyers, you know, so that I could be replaced by a line of code.
Yeah.
You know, and so that got me really, really quite revved up. I was like, wow, I got to.
Revved or worried?
Both. And I started looking into it, you know, trying to understand what it was all about. And I, you know, I put a little bit of money into mm-hmm. it. But then if you remember what happened in 2018 is there was this massive bubble.
Correct.
And the Fed, it wasn't the Fed, but I think it was the SEC. They launched those Bitcoin futures, which mm-hmm. effectively popped the bubble. Exactly. Well, that's the theory.
Because people started shorting.
People started shorting it, and it just went boom. And, yeah. we saw like a 3-year bear market. And during that time, I kind of left my crypto alone, forgot about it. Mm-hmm. But I did get, like you, into gold. Gold and silver, you know, I started following Peter Schiff, and like you, he was like, you know, this beacon of light for me. There's also this other guy, Mike Maloney, who's really big on YouTube.
Yeah, yeah.
I started following them. You know, I started, you know, reading a lot more about money, monetary policy, and how the Fed was just printing its way out of any kind of disaster.
And we will explain why money printing is bad for the value of your money.
Yeah, a very important concept with crypto. But my story now getting into crypto was, you know, my exposure was very much into gold and silver and other, you know, precious metals. And then in 2020, you know, March 2020, we saw that big crash with mm-hmm. the Rona, right? Mm-hmm. And, you know, I saw Bitcoin hit 3,000. It was, you know, it was at 10 at that time, and then it dropped down to 3. And I just thought, man, I need a slice of that pie. So I jumped in, you know, with as much as I possibly could. And it's been a wild ride. You know, it's crazy to say, but now my portfolio, my personal portfolio, is 80% crypto. And I haven't looked back. You know, it's been an incredibly exciting journey. And I can't wait to talk about what we've seen to help educate people here in the MENA region about this wonderful and life-changing industry.
Exactly. And how they can take control over their financial freedom by at least allocating part of their investment portfolio into cryptocurrencies. They don't need to go 100% in like I do.
Like us nutcases. Yeah. You know, we, by the way, just to say, we are not financial advisors. And so
100%.
Please
not.
Do not take anything we say seriously from an investment perspective. Please do your own research. What we are doing here is very much an educational and entertainment to some degree.
Hopefully
entertainment.
Hopefully, but primarily education. Yeah.
Primary education. And please do your own research. But we're looking forward to going deeper into, you know, crypto, Bitcoin in particular. Check us out on our next episode. We will be talking about how to buy Bitcoin like a sheik.
Like a crypto sheik. All right. Thank you so much, guys, for listening in. And make sure you stay tuned.
To all you crypto shakers, thank you for listening to our episode. It honestly means the world to us.
If you enjoyed or learned anything new in this session, please show us some love and give us a good rating and help us to grow by following us on Twitter or Instagram at CryptoShakes_podcast. And do feel free to shoot us a message or DM if you have any suggestions or feedback for future episodes so that we can continue to create better content and episodes for you guys in the future.
You can find our podcast on CryptoShakes.com, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, or anywhere else where you get your podcasts.